We've had about 100 members of the community come at 9 o'clock this morning, and there was a photo taken of the whole group. Quite diverse range of people. Obviously, the people who've been really campaigning for this are doctors who are very concerned about climate change, and so other locals have now come along in support of the work they've done to encourage Pat McGinley to put this motion up today.
What's the expectation of the community that if this is passed, what will it mean? What does the community want from this?
Well, basically what the community is after is that climate change is dealt with like any other risk, and that in fact all future decisions made by council will take climate change impacts into account. All decisions that will impact on land use, on use of resources, council assets, the impacts of a changing climate are extensive, and it's a due diligence, it's a good risk management measure to take this risk into account just as they take financial risk and other risks into account.
Okay, so what will be the mechanism to ensure that actually happens if it passes today?
Well, what would happen is just like with the due diligence that they do with all other proposals to council, the council staff would then be directed to also highlight to the councillors what the climate impact would be so that they can make an informed decision knowing what the impact of climate impacts will be on that decision.
And that would be in reports to council.
And then in the reports to council, the councils then make an informed decision. Because what's happening at the moment is decisions are being made not taking into account climate impacts. So really councillors are making decisions in the dark.